Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Life is hard. It can grind you down. This is not something that only bad Christians experience. All of us experience the cursedness of this life in this fallen world. So we've got to be honest about that. Over time, that can cause us to take our eyes off the ball, and it can cause us to focus on just getting by, on just making it through the day. I guess our relationship is strong enough. I guess, we're not really setting the world on fire at church, but I mean, we go most Sundays. You know, this kind of batten down Christianity, and what we need to counter that is this kind of vision that we've been talking about. But that's the first problem that I think really can creep into our lives. Things can become small. The joy of our early faith, for many of us anyway, is robbed. And we slow down into a kind of spiritual crawl.
And I love how you summed it up here. You say we stop living boldly for God. We risk our piety to indulge our sin. Without knowing it, perhaps, we've made a bad bargain. And that's so interesting. I think the thought is, which came first, the chicken or the egg? You know, did I start to indulge in sin and lose my sense of electricity? Or do I just stop pressing in so hard that I indulged in sin? But either way, we've made a bad bargain. Well, the second one you say is we gradually lose enthusiasm for building big things, godly things. Talk about that one.
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of like when you're following a sports team, and I don't know about you, but I enjoy, for example, March Madness. So we've got that coming up ahead of us in March. You see these teams who go on a streak, right, a winning streak around that season, and they're playing as if they have no fear. But then many teams will encounter a time if they've had that sort of past experience where they start playing not to lose. So there's a big difference between playing to win and playing not to lose. And I think that's what we're getting at there in Risky Gospel. If you are playing not to lose in your Christian faith, you're not going to act with vision. You're not going to sit down, let's say, with your family, and you're not going to say, how can our family most glorify God in 2015? It doesn't need to be some six-hour session. You don't need to have a seminary degree to do this. You don't need to be a biblical expert. Any person listening to this could take their spouse, their family aside, their friends, their roommates aside and say, hey, guys, what can 2015 be like if we live a sold-out life for Jesus? Instead of, falling prey to the temptations of sin, instead of falling prey to watching stuff we shouldn't on our laptops or our tablets, kind of sleeping in past church, these sorts of things. How can we aggressively live for God? If more of us would just ask that question, I think we'd find ourselves in a different place than we are, because we would be playing to win glory for God, not playing not to lose.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.